Hi, it's Alana Campbell again from You Have a Life Plan. And part of the reason I wanted to be able to read these articles to you is so that I can fill in the blanks. You know, sometimes I write an article and later I'm like, oh, I've one thing is not clear and I just don't have time to edit it. So I'm going to read two articles to you today for you to find them. They're on my website, yourlifeplan.ca. And then you go to the blog and they're both under astrology. One is called Puppets on Strings, Shadow Work with the Dwarf Planets. And one of the things about puppets on strings is I never actually define what puppets on strings means. So if you were to go to this article and scroll down, you'll see my astrology chart with all these dwarf planets and some of the main asteroids and stuff like that. And it's just all these like glyphs on a wheel, on a circle. And it, to me, it kind of looks like, you know, when you have a marionette and there's all those strings hanging down and based on where these planets are, you have strings at different angles and it changes the way these puppets can move based on, you know, if the strings are at a square angle to each other or if they're across from each other or if they're close to each other, you know, if they're close to each other, it may have limited movement and so on. So just showing, you know, how we are, it's not that we're fated by our astrology, but it does tell quite a bit about us. Okay, so I'm going to start to read Puppets on a String, Shadow Work with the Dwarf Planets. So it says, I like the saying in this image. So I'll go to the image first. It has Keanu Reeves on it. And it says, some of us mature early because life showed us the worst side of the world at an early age. So again, it says, I like the saying in this image, but I will also disagree because though our early life experience will shape us, the timing of our maturity is still relative. I was making myself a healthy breakfast with vegetables this morning, and I was thinking about how much my family really did hate me as a child. They hated me because I was capable and saw through everything, and I didn't mature early. I took my life at age 15 years. I finally dated someone kind by age 29 years. I had kids at 34, 37, and 41 years. I'm a very late bloomer in self-care because the deconditioning period from being hated was very long. That said, when I look at my astrology and when others have glanced at it, we see something quite remarkable, which is why I study astrology and share this with others. The first thing I was told was, if I don't get on my spiritual path, I will suffer a lot of health problems. Then I was told I may be the key to helping women out of this conundrum of caring for their family and having their own self-care and success in life. Then I was asked, is that really when and where you were married? Followed by, your chart looks a lot like that of Martin Luther, not King below, though his chart is also similar to mine. So Martin Luther King, and that's the image for the article, and we will get there eventually. Okay, so back to the text. You can't imagine the self-forgiveness I found to understand what it means to have an Aries Libra south to north node trajectory. Among many other things in human design, soul contract, gene keys, and otherwise. This is why I provide the services that I do and why I write about myself as an example. Not to feed my ego, but so that you too can love and forgive yourself. People hate us because they cannot handle us being in our power, because it means they too need to step into their power, to be kind, to be better, no more excuses. My most recent journey has been into the asteroids and dwarf planets. So here we have my astrology chart, as I mentioned, and the dwarf planets. And yeah, I guess it's the list of dwarf planets that I have here are Makemake, Haumea, Orcus, Quaor, Varuna, 2002 AW, 2002 TX, Gongong, Eris, Sedna, 2002 MS. I added the asteroid for Black Moon Lilith because there's two versions of Black Moon Lilith, the mean and the true, and then there's also the asteroid. And my understanding is the true and the mean tells us the difference to the degree that we can actually be who we really are. So if they're close together, we are really who we are as women. But if they're far apart, then we present a version of women that is more appealing to others. And it's far from who we truly are as a woman. And then the asteroid would be where we stand or our position in women's issues. So how public are we going to be? How private are we going to be? Then Zion and Elena, which we will get to. That's an asteroid name. Okay. And that's not a major asteroid. So while I was taught traditional astrology, and I value it so much that I co-teach with my teacher, because knowing what has a solid basis in astrology allows me to branch out into these newer wings of astrology and still be reasonable, my astrology teacher would probably fall over at all these non-traditional symbols and glyphs, some I made up to make more sense for me. So for example, for Gong Gong, I have a sideways heart, and for 2002 TX, I have like two, I guess it's a greater than sign and a less than sign, so it looks like this person is talking left and right. I guess that's all that I've made up. For 2002 MS, I have like a Q squared, which is like a magnifying glass, and I don't think I talk about it in this article, but I will share. It's like they're looking for knowledge, so I kind of played on the looking for knowledge, and then like E equals MC squared, so the squared, like really looking for knowledge. And the other one I added for 2002 AW is this glyph. It kind of looks like Jupiter, which is the number four, a fancy number four, but there's a zero on the straight line at the top. So it kind of looks like somebody who's smacking themselves on the head, like it just dawned on them, because these are people who just suddenly realize something. And again, I don't think I talk about this planet here. Okay. So he would probably fall over at all these non-traditional symbols and glyphs, some I made up to make more sense for me, as well as the mess of traditional and non-traditional aspect lines in the middle of the circle. I will translate for you. So aspect lines are the degree to which these planets are across from each other, or, you know, making angles to each other. So what I'm doing right now is only really counting exact matches on the degree. So for those who don't understand astrology, for every sign there is a degree from, I guess, 0 to 30. And so I'm only counting something if it's at 4 degrees Scorpio and 4 degrees of another sign, give or take a couple degrees, so off by a few degrees, or a chain of conjunct planets, which means they're nearby each other, as I assume they all work together, even if the furthest to the left is more than a few degrees from the furthest to the right. So my biggest example of this, if I look at my chart, like I would say Palathena, the asteroid, works with all the way up to Uranus. So Uranus sits at 11 degrees Scorpio, and then there's Zion and Quaor, and then Mercury, and then my Sun, and then Palathena, which is 28 degrees of Libra. So 28 degrees of Libra up to 11 degrees Scorpio is 13 degrees, so that's more than a couple degrees. But between each of these planets, there's only like 1, 3, 4 degrees of difference. So I count them as all working together, and that's just how I read the charts. That's what makes sense for me. Okay, so number one, what are the chances that of all the optimized names I would try, so I optimized my name, I changed my first name, I would choose the name Alana. In Soul Contract, the A-H after the A-L-A-H-N-N-A-A. So the A-H and the E have the same phonetics. So Alana is essentially the same as Elena or Elena, which the only difference is I've dropped the additional N and the additional A when you drop the redundant letters. So this asteroid, Elena, sits exactly at the same degree as my natal sun, only ahead by 21 minutes. In Soul Contract, the lesson 21 is represented by the planet Uranus, which is out-of-the-box genius, which, as I mentioned, conjuncts my group definition for my sun, Mercury, and more. Next, Orcus, which is about liking things to be in perfect order and actually being a perfect example of a perfect example oneself. This would explain why, conjunct my natal Mars, where I put my energy, my astrological chart, and everything else is in perfect order down to the degree. This was a post or email that I received from Alignable. So Alignable sends questions to entrepreneurs so that they can answer them and people can see how they answer and, you know, maybe follow up if they align with how they answer. Anyways, the question is, what is the one thing you wish you had known when you started your business? And my response, which I did not respond, of course, my honest answer of nothing is not really what most people want to hear. As my mom said on my wedding day, the only thing she has ever seen me fail at was trying to shove a square peg in a round hole. I've always thought I had an unfair advantage. I've always have and get everything that I need, though mostly I need very little. I'm quite resourceful and willing to walk, which helps. So back to the above astrological chart. Bodies at the same degree, I count So bodies that are at the same degree, give or take a couple degrees, I count the number of signs away because we know every sign away would be about 30 degrees. So the same sign, 0 degrees away, would be a relationship where one does not know oneself without the other. One sign away, a 30 degree difference, is a missed opportunity relationship between those two planets or bodies. Two signs away, 60 degrees, is a cheerleading relationship. Three signs away, 90 degrees, is a constant struggle. They can't see eye to eye. You need to let something go in that relationship for it to work. Four signs away would be 120 degrees, a supportive relationship. Five signs away would be 150 degrees, a relationship that needs constant adjustment. And six signs away would be 180 degrees, which is directly across the circle, a relationship that needs to learn balance, but can be a very good relationship with proper perspective, unlike all of the above. So only when you sit directly across from somebody can you actually see and learn to balance from each perspective. So, and then the pattern repeats itself in reverse for the second half of the circle and you'll figure it out. Okay, so 2002 AW and my, oh, this just dawned on me glyph, as I mentioned, is square my ascendant and descendant and moon. No wonder all my articles just dawn on me. In addition, my sideways heart symbol, gong gong, cheerleads my ascendant, who I am, and moon, what I need, my intuition, and supports my descendant, who I meet. Which is why, despite my assuming I'm not liked for what I have to say, I am actually liked because the way I say things does carry an air of emotional intelligence and love. Because I have very little ego, despite appearances to the contrary, or my assumed appearances to the contrary, because of how I've grown up, this is my lens I see things through and something I need to learn to let go of. And that I'm willing to work on myself when I find truths like the dwarf planet placements that I need to face and be more honest with, though uncomfortable, in order to grow and feel better about who I am. Makemake slips under this, so that's another dwarf planet, slips under this 19 to 20 to 22 degrees wire, offering some shocking surprise, cheerleading the people I meet, the descendant, supporting how I'm seeing the ascendant and my intuition, the moon. But a bit of missed opportunity for my sudden realizations, which may offer a balance to the degree to which I can be loved, which is gong gong. I was born under the cross of the unexpected in human design, after all. Orcus and Mars cover my 28th and 29th degree, and I should also add in Saturn, where the opportunity can be missed. Saturn is also conjunct the asteroid that carries the name of two of my children, not shown. So I know my ambitions can take me away from my true responsibility, which are my kids. And Pallas Athena and 2002 MS4 are also at this degree. Pallas squares my action, Mars, and cheerleads my responsibility, Saturn. I've seen some people describe Pallas as fighting right, but to me, Pallas killed her sister and then put her sister's name Pallas in front of her own, Athena. So it speaks more to my suicide and walk out, walk back in, where I don't know who I serve sometimes, the original life or the walk-in. And I also feel Pallas Athena is a punished woman who felt she would be more accepted if she were more masculine and more aligned with men and daddy, which I have been at times. And 2002 MS4 is someone who searches for knowledge, as I mentioned that Q with the square. That's my symbol for it. This supports my responsibility, Saturn, and requires constant adjustment to where I want to put my action, Mars. So this business of mine being home and at school with my kids and expanding how I can be of service by understanding how this all works is a good fit. My Aries ascendant and moon bore easily. So for now, I will point out that I also have a clump around 2 to 4 to 6 degrees and around 9 to 11 degrees and the mid-teens and a clump around my sun, as I mentioned, and my north node, which creates larger brackets that group together. I'll write more when I can if I am inspired to do so. And I'll close with this. So this is the image that is representing the article, and it says Zion, rebel with a cause. And it's a picture of Martin Luther King, as mentioned above. And the quote I wanted to draw attention to is it says, all people should obey just laws. But I would also say that an unjust law is no law at all. So this is from a book which taught me a lot about the dwarf planets, which are also known as trans-Neptune objects or TNOs, called More Plutos. And this book also gives a nod to Gandhi and his creative ways to show his countrymen to refuse to register fighting the law with nonviolence and simply accepting the consequence. So if I go up, because this is what's missing, if I go up to see where Zion is in my chart, that is 1 degree away from my Uranus, which is my out of the box thinking, and it's 1 degree away from Core, which is kind of playing. So my life theme in human design is the game player. So just kind of playing lightly with life, like, you know, trying to figure things out. And then this is 3 degrees away from my Mercury, so what I speak about all the time. And then this is 4 degrees away from my Sun, my life purpose, and also my spiritual name, Alana. So they're all grouped together in there. I am a rebel with a cause, apparently, and I believe it. So I can't get into the movie theater or restaurant or travel. And my kids had to drop some of their programs, but we have our health, we have each other, and we're saving money. And then in bold, I have following unlawful, racist, controlling, anti-people who make alternative choices for their life or health rules is not following law at all. So that's my play on the quote from Martin Luther King. And I say one more thing to add for now. Is we choose our astrology. The reason why astrology looks the way it does is not to make anyone feel bad. It's because I didn't come in to mess around and amass wealth and worry about my looks and who likes me. I came in for a purpose. I don't come often. I didn't need any additional roadblocks. And my sense is anyone who's drawn to my work is similar in their purpose, or their child or loved one is. And that is why they may seek me for guidance, to understand, to get on board, to become more aligned. Life was not meant to be any harder than it is for many of us. We do well in many lifetimes in order to gain access to a life that is only hard where the lessons are and where visceral experience is needed and is otherwise easy, so we can grow further in supporting others. And the reason I guess I bring this up is because a lot of people feel like it's unfair how easy my life is, but I was watching a movie, I think it's called The Conspiracy Theory of All Things or something like that by Spirit Science. And it said that enlightened people have an easy life because they do what is hard, and unenlightened people have a hard life because they do what is easy. So that may also explain it. Okay, so this article is under the topic self-love, life lessons, and astrology. And then the other article I was going to read you, just so that they go together, is called One Person's Propaganda is Another Person's Truth. So as I continue to read about different dwarf planets that signal whether we're going to spread propaganda, I wanted to add this as well. So continuing on from this article, and that just refers back to the last one, which is Puppets on a String, Shadow Work with the Dwarf Planets. And then it shows my astrology chart again. It says, if I focus on the planetary bodies at 2 degrees, namely my Sun and specifically TX, for which I'm using the glyph with, as I said, the greater than and the less than sign, personifying talking all the time to everyone, they sit 4 signs apart, 120 degrees, a trine, a supportive relationship. My life purpose is tied to sharing what I know with everyone, even influencing their opinion with what I share. While a trine can get people into trouble because there's no filter for that slide, I also can't just opt out because someone else judges those who influence others with what they say or write as wrong. I do everything I can to listen to my intuition and keep what I share aligned with truth and the bigger picture and giving people permission to be themselves, which means I have to be myself too. For today, that is all. Hope you can be you, even if someone else judges a trait you have as unsavory. You are entitled to your truth, and it's nice when we can be kind. And there's the heart symbol, and then it says, P.S. Of course, Chiron, Sedna, and asteroid Black Moon Lilith, all wounded healers to a certain degree, are not too far. At 3 to 4 degrees, opposing, which means bringing balance, and squaring, which means bringing tension and the need to let go or allow for change, to my life purpose, my Sun. My Sun in the sky, my natal Sun. And my speaking up for women's rights, which is the asteroid Black Moon Lilith, could be a missed opportunity in my talk all the time, which is what I'm calling that symbol, which is actually Gong Gong. It's not Gong Gong. It's the TX one. My talking, sharing what I know, also cheerleads wounded healers, Chiron and Sedna, and vice versa. talk, which is what I'm calling it, is also in my 12th house of regrets. Yes, so many regrets. When I speak and it hurts others because they choose to be hurt instead of opening up to be kind. And I don't know what to do about it. The 7th house, where my life purpose sun sits, is visible enemies. And the 12th house, where my moon and talk sit, are hidden ones. What to do day by day. And then I added this the next morning. Maybe the line in this song, which happens to be called Happy by Sister Mary Hazel, and there's a link to the video, offers some distinction between truth and propaganda. So the line is, who's content and who's for rent? So my opinion is, if one is compensated to write, then it's propaganda. But if they write as an attempt to express their truth, then it's not. And then there's a question mark, because I don't know. But I do know there's a fine line between what people judge as wrong because it may influence another, and having the right to try to be all that one can be, including write in an influential way with passion. We often blame the skilled as needing to know better. But that also changes all of us of what the skilled are capable of. So we need to allow the growth process and the self-correction to gain the fruit, in my opinion. Sending love. So this topic is available under astrology. So hopefully these are of interest to you. And if not, and either way, thank you for listening. Bye.